This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Protesters at the Auraria campus in Denver have ended their encampment over the war in Gaza. They had been camped there for 3 weeks. Protesters have moved their tents to new locations and on Friday continued their chanting nearby.
We will not stop, we will not rest.
We will not stop, we will not rest.
This clubs, my best. We will not stop, we will not rest.
Nearly 80 people were arrested during the three-week encampment at Auraria. The University of Denver says within 3 years, 100% of its electricity will be powered by the sun. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
DU aims to be carbon neutral by 2030. It's entered into a 20-year partnership with Pivot Energy to build a solar array on top of the Ritchie Center. It will also build 6 off-site solar projects. The university says it will eliminate natural gas emissions through conservation, efficiency upgrades, and electrification of heating systems. For emissions it can't reduce directly, like travel to athletic competitions and study abroad programs, DU will implement a carbon offset program that invests in reforestation and renewable energy. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A half dozen bills passed by the legislature will not become law after Governor Jared Polis vetoed them Friday. One of those bills dealt with the emerging technology of turning municipal trash into synthetic fuels. The bill would have barred most waste-to-gas technologies from receiving state incentives. In his veto letter, Polis said that approach would hamstring a promising technology that could eventually help lower greenhouse gas emissions. Pueblo City Council has approved funding a program to pay unhoused people to clean up litter. The vote grants $200,000 from leftover federal COVID funding to Catholic Charities of Southern Colorado. Unhoused participants will be paid minimum wage to work alongside city employees and volunteers picking up trash. They can put in up to 16 hours per week for a maximum of 12 weeks. After that, they can transition to other job readiness programs. This is CPR News.